सहनावतु सहनौ भुनक्तु सह वीर्यङ्करवावहै तेजस्विनावधीतमस्तु मा विद्विषावहै ॐ शान्तिश्शान्तिश्शान्तिः। गुरुर्ब्रह्मा गुरुर्विष्णुः गुरुर्देवो महेश्वरः गुरुरेव परं ब्रह्म तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः। Seeing at least 5-6 new faces, I hope and pray that you catch up with what is happening. With 4 days of introduction, it would still be confusing or tough to understand. Hopefully, I pray that it reaches across. We have seen till the 14th shloka. So the 15th shloka, repeat after me. Vishuddha vijnana virochanaanchita vidyatma vrittis charameti bhanyate udeti karma khila karakadibhi nihanti vidya khila karakadikam So yesterday we saw that there are two different tracks, one distinct track of karma leads to more excessive vasana, and that vasana leads to likes and dislikes or strengthening of tendencies, and as the strengthening of tendencies increase, dehatma buddhi or the identification with the body increases, and there is high probability of being sustained and existing as a body, which is through karma. Whereas vidya, the path, takes us directly towards moksha. So one is towards east, the other one is towards the west. There are two different directions. So best of east and west cannot happen. I mean, literally here. The best of two directions cannot happen in one single platform. Therefore, do not jump into the path of moksha if you are not quite ready for it. Just because somebody else is jumping, you don't need to jump. Every plant or every flower has its own time for it to flower, for it to, you know, spread its fragrance. Gurudev used to say, hasten, but slowly. Don't rush. Do it with intensity. Do it with single focal point. But do not overdo it. Wherein if you are not ready, all that will happen is the little interest of spirituality that exists will also be destroyed. So you may have seen the flowers with natural blossom and flowers with forced blossom. Have you ever tried opening a flower with its... And those of you who have the practice of tying malas, making malas, you would experiment a lot, wherein you would work with the buds and, you know, push them gently and then... Still, the forced one has its own repercussions than when it is naturally blossomed. There's a difference. Similarly, the natural glory of getting into that when the vasana for the worldliness is naturally removed. And that is how the entire lifespan has been beautifully arranged. Expecting that the life expectancy is about 100 years. First 25 years spend on equipping yourself to stand on your own feet. Meaning educate yourself. Sukharthinaha vidyam tyajet, vidyarthinaha sukham tyajet. Blunt answer to various questions with regards to what to do with that age. Single answer. Vidyarthinaha sukham tyajet. Sukharthinaha vidyam tyajet. Choose one. Then comes the next phase wherein those of them who have that intensity to follow, that they are not ready for the complete introverted path. See, like here we have two paths, right? One is called the freeway and the next one is called the business route. The business route usually has lots of traffic signals, lots of stop signs, and sometimes during the academic year, if you have to pass through the school zones, and there are these mamas waiting. Mama nahi, kya bolte hai? So cop is waiting. Naturally nikal gaya. So the cops are waiting, and you have to be cautious. You have to be... you take the freeway, you put it on call cruise mode. Don't sleep. Put it on cruise mode, and then you can be alert. And it takes. So what are those two paths? So right after Brahmacharya, the Gurukula system used to give them the option. Do you want to continue your further research? Introverted? Or do you think you are wanted there? You have to make a decision. And those who stayed back, they were initiated into the further Atmavidya. That's how you look at the Vedic structure. That also starts with Mantra, Brahmana, Aranyaka, and then comes the Upanishad, the later part, those who are ready for that inner world. If not, you finish that vasana outside and then enter, there will be such amazing swiftness in the path. Otherwise, you know, I have been coming to Chinmay Mission for 15 years. I don't think... There's one lady, one amma, you know, she saw Gurudev and her husband together. She never used to come to Chinmay Mission, it seems. She found them together and said, what are you doing with my husband? So Gurudev, what am I doing? Nothing. That is precisely the point. He's been coming to you for the past 15 years and still no change. And Gurudev in his own, he said, you still owe me a thanks, he said. Why should I thank you? He said, if not for me, there is a high possibility of him deteriorating into worse condition. At least I have maintained his condition. You get in there and then you say, I've been there, done that, you know, and there's no charm in it. I've been trying to do meditation, nothing works. I've tried japa. How many times? Oh, I've tried it for 2 weeks. Thank you. Even in a material sense, you don't become a doctor unless you have put in a life's worth effort. How many of you are doctors? Okay, quite a few. At least you have to be 30 before you become a doctor. What, 1/3 of age? I'm being liberal, okay? Almost half of your age is done. You spend half of your life to be called as a doctor, to be an expert at that particular field, and how many days have you tried the japa? 2 weeks. Been there, done that, you know, it doesn't work. See, if the intensity is not there, you may dabble at it, you may poke your fingers at it, but it is not going to give you the benefit. That's why I say karma paripakatvat. Having explored extensively the field of karma, that there is no more inquisitiveness, eczema, itch, to go out there and see, maybe I missed out something there. If that itch is there, go finish it off. Be intelligent in trying to indulge there. Don't get caught up. And come back. Decide. So here Bhagavan says, Vishuddha Vijnana Virochananchita, which Bhagavan is saying, is it Lord Shiva or Bhagavan Ramji? Sure? Okay. Bhagavan Ramchandra Ji is saying, because they're both of them, I'm not making it up. It is a narration between Lord Shiva and Parvati. Lord Shiva is saying that this is what Lakshmana asked Ramchandra Ji, and Ram Bhagavan is answering Lakshmana thus. Similar to Bhagavad Gita pattern. It was the dialogue between Sanjay and Dhritarashtra. That Dhritarashtra asked Sanjay a response, but who is answering there? It is actually the dialogue between Bhagavan Krishna and Arjuna. Here it is between Bhagavan and Bhagavan Ramji and Lakshmanji. Vishuddha Vijnana Virochananchita Vidyatma Vrittihi Charameti Bhanyate Udeti Karma Akhila Karakadibihi Nihanti Vidya Akhila Karakadikam. What does Vidya do and what does Karma do? He says that Vishuddha Vijnana Virochananchita. When the mind is ready, that it is not enticed by the externalities of the world and its worldliness. They may stop and bask at the beauty of the nature, beauty of this world. But are they caught up in it? Probably not. Socrates was one. He used to censure the world and its worldliness. He used to tell his students, don't get caught up in this worldliness. And one day they found him in exactly the same things that he censured, that he was in the marketplace, you know, he was seeing everything. Maybe he was in a mall. Golmaal, no, global mall. He was there. So his students caught up with him and said, "This is exactly what you censure, and what are you doing here?" So he said, "I am appreciating my independence, that I am looking at all these things that I don't need. I am appreciating that independence. Though they may be in the world, as a part of the world, but still they are not caught up with that worldliness. They have purified. Vishuddha vijnana virocha nanchita. Vidyatma vritti hi charameti bhanyate. Vidyatma vritti hi. They inculcate the vritti, the knowledge of self. Where is their focal point? Their focal point is that core of their own existence. It is not that they are trying to tie down their eyes, ears, nose, you know, the monkeys, right? The three monkeys that they are there. You know, close your eyes, close your... It is not required. It's only for those who do not have that inner intention, can get lost in the outside worldliness. But once that attunement is done, the outside world is no more an attraction. Like Nachiketa says to Lord Yama, "Do you think I really care for this?" A 5, 6, 7 year old kid telling Yama, he says, "You have it. I don't care for these things. If you can give me that self-knowledge, give that. Otherwise, all these different things that you are enticing me with, I don't think there is any worth to it." And he has given the best of the best. He takes the apsaras. Apsarasas are something like beauty pageant winners. In today's world, if you want to compare, understand. Not just apsarasas, but all that which comes along with them. Ratha and, you know, everything that, you know, palaces, take them. Nachiketa looks at him and says, "I am not interested in those things. It's not that I hate them or I don't like them. I don't have interest in them." Such one has, he has created that vritti, adhyatma vritti, and is consistent on that adhyatma vritti. And what does that adhyatma vritti do? Nihanti vidya akhila karakadikam. Nihanti, it destroys all that which can create bondage of the individual. Limitations of the individual and individuality are destroyed by vidya. Whereas what does karma do? Udeti karma akhila karakadibhi. It generates all these different tags of attachment, and we are bound by that attachment. One of the beautiful examples that comes in Bhagavat to explain this is the silkworm. And after reading that story, I stopped using. So what does the silkworm do? It is a glutton. As soon as it comes out of the larva stage, it starts eating. I think the mulberry leaves. So it starts feeding on those mulberry leaves. And as much you throw at them, that much they'll devour. They'll eat. And having fattened itself, now it feels threatened. It feels threatened that, you know, every passing bird is a threat. So what does that silkworm do? It starts spitting out the very thin fiber with which it starts weaving its own cocoon around. And the final layer it covers from the top and feels, "Aha, now I am secure." is just to show that any amount of security thought of is really a feel-good factor. I'm going a little tangent, a little further far away from the mainstream here. Have you all locked your doors while coming today? Swamiji, first of all, we get distracted with unnecessary things. Do we have to ask that question? There are many who have this habit, they have locked it. They have come back to their car, they sat, and then they suddenly said, let me check it for now. Again, go check it and come. Or just you have taken it in the reverse and then you... Is something on the stove? Again, check. Okay. Thank goodness, nothing. So you locked, and I'm sure almost everybody has a, what do you call that? Security code. Alarm. Is there anybody who doesn't have it? One, two. Oh! I'm glad. I can start pitching for that and market that now. Now all the different security and code system, locking system, in spite of all that, if the thief really wants to steal, are these any hindrances? Have you seen Ocean 11, Ocean 12, Ocean 13, Ocean 14? Best of the best of the best security systems. Trashed. Now what is this 4-digit numeric code to break? There are many ways to circumvent that. I'm not going to lecture on that. It's just a security, feel-good factor. Even that little bug feels, now I am secured. Because I have created a network of protection around me. And you know what happens? How is the yarn extracted? They throw all these cocoons into boiling water. Now, poor bug, if it had to run, what is entrapping it? Bhagwan, Maya! No, you created your own entrapment. Nobody else is responsible. And you call that as a security which will bind you, limit you? Self-generated. What does karma do? Udeti karma akhila karakadivihi. All the various angles of self-destruction is through karma vasana tendencies. Constantly, that is the repetitive pattern. And it is not just this life. Punarapi jananam, punarapi maranam, punarapi janani jathare shayanam. Now this life opportunity we have is to listen to it in a human birth. Depending on the vasanas, we can have a tangential birth as well. See, in this life all that we have done is eat, sleep, get bored of sleeping, again eat, again sleep. Swamiji, who lives such kind of a life? Do you want to see? I can show a lot of them. So Bhagwan says, I have done a mistake giving you an opportunity as a human life. There is another being, another creature which suits that pattern. Go finish that vasana in that in that particular janma, which suits that particular tendency. So what is the animal that has that kind of a pattern? A python. It is so lazy that it will not move to get its prey. It waits. It is a true Vedantin. Agate swagatam kuryat. It waits for its prey and it says, chalo achha hai. This is, oh Bhagavan, thank you for sending the food. And it jumps across, swallows whatever has come as a prey, and then binds itself onto that pole or tree or wherever it is, because it cannot digest it. So it has to rot inside, digest, and then break down. After another few weeks or month or so, again, wait for it. Or if in this life all that we have been doing is procure, secure, never even have the time to enjoy. So when there are guests coming, usually when you go into your own house, we seldom use our front door. Right? We go through and get out through garage. But when there is a guest, you would not want them through the garage. I thought it was out of respect. But then I got myself demystified once. Because once the husband forgot and he took me through garage. And I could see everything hanging. So looking at the garage and its status, you can tell how many years that family has lived in that house. Everything goes into the garage. Pata nahi kab kaam aayega. Keep that also, keep that also, keep that also. We have that tendency to just keep storing. And on the top of it, there are some experts called rat packs. Everything has to be bundled and written. I have known people, I know this particular gentleman back in India. He has, from I think late or mid 60s up until say 2003 or 2004, up until then, he has every, what do you call those, vinyl LP? The discs, big ones. The record discs and cassettes, CDs, you name it, of all Carnatic, Hindustani, instrumental, vocal. He has a complete collection. 98% of his collection, he has not even opened the seal. He takes extensive effort to procure all these things. And his nice collection and nice protection. Never even have the time to open it and enjoy. And when? After retirement. What guarantee do you have that you will live that long? First. Second, what guarantee do you have that you are... Once you get to certain age, it is like the Indian historical museums. Everything needs support. Hearing needs support, seeing needs support, standing needs support. It's on a support system. And they get into a very funny pattern. The funny pattern is, you speak low and they don't respond. You speak little louder and they say, "Kya main behra hoon?" Do you think I'm deaf? Keep collecting. So Bhagavan says, okay, this life, all that you have done is procured and procured and procured, and you don't even know how to use what you have procured. So next life, do you know what they become? they at least have a decency to enjoy what they procure. Squirrel. Squirrels have this amazing capacity to constantly keep procuring for the rainy day. But the poor beings, they forget where they have hidden what treasure. Sometimes they go into their own treasure which they have hidden, feel so excited that, oh, there's such a treasure, and again carry all this and hide it in a new place. Whole life, all that they are doing is, they don't even enjoy. Gather it, secure it. So each one, these kind of, I'm just taking the humorous ones. There are some pathetic ones. We at least now have the opportunity to understand, listen and make the decision. Wherein we do not have a guarantee of another life of the same kind. Another opportunity of the same kind. There's a famous story of Samartha Ramadas ji. He was, right from beginning, he was very introvert. So in those days, even today, many of the their mindset is, and if they are not into it, shaadi kar do. Everything will be all right. Have you heard of people with that kind of mindset? If not working, okay, get them married. Everything will be settled once they understand their responsibilities. Really? So Samarth Ramdas, he was 13 years old. Or even just about that. So he sat down, there was marriage. They said, your marriage is... So he sat down and there was another young girl there on the other side. And the Pandit, you know, just before the main Muhurta, they chant, Muhurta Savadhana, Sulagna Savadhana. So he started thinking. He's saying Savadhan, 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 teen bar bola. Who is he talking to? There is nobody that it is addressed to. He took it really personally. He said, maybe he is talking directly to me. Are bhaiya, bhag le, savadhan. My additional commentary there is, there are only two kinds of people in this world. Those who are happy and those who are married. Nothing personal here. Don't take it personally. So this, he jumped out of that mandap, not to look back. He went away and next 12 years he spent on his sadhana. And only after realizing that, he stepped back. Very few get that opportunity and they grab at it. Otherwise, we get bound by those things which we call as securities. Our own sense of security is our bondage. There's only one security. Unfailing security. And what is that unfailing security? Anyatha sharanam nasti, tome eva sharanam mama. He is the unfailing security. Rest all come with very weak warranty. It can fail any time. Continuing. So therefore Bhagavan says here in the next shloka, tasmatyajet karyamaseshata sudhihi. Vidya virodhanna samuchayo bhavet. Samuchayo bhavet. Atmanusandhana parayana sada. Nivritta sarvendriya vritti gocharaha.
Nivritta
తస్మాత్ త్యజేత్ కార్యమశేషత సుధీహి. సుధీహి, ధీ ఇస్ డిఫాల్ట్ గివెన్ టు ఎవ్రీబడి. బుద్ధి, ధీ మీన్స్ బుద్ధి, ఇంటలెక్ట్ హ్యాస్ బీన్ ప్రొవైడెడ్ టు ఎవ్రీబడి డిఫాల్ట్. ఎస్ ఆర్ నో? ఓకే, గుడ్, కన్ఫర్మ్డ్. బట్ వెదర్ ఇట్ ఈస్ సుధీ ఆర్ కుధీ, ఇట్ ఈస్ అ చాయిస్. వెదర్ వీ అప్లై ఇట్ ఇంటెలిజెంట్లీ ఆర్ నాట్ ఈస్ అ చాయిస్. సో హియర్ దోజ్ హూ హ్యావ్ చోజన్ టు అప్లై ఇట్ ఇంటెలిజెంట్లీ సుధీహి, వాట్ డూ దే డూ? తస్మాత్ త్యజేత్ కార్యం అశేషతః. ఆల్ ద ఫీల్డ్ ఆఫ్ యాక్షన్ దే ఆర్ రెడీ టు రిమూవ్, డిస్ట్రాయ్ ది కర్మత్వ ఇన్ ఎవ్రీ యాక్షన్. వాట్ వాజ్ ది కర్మయోగ ఫార్ములా? ఐ థింక్ 2 డేస్ అగో ఐ గేవ్ ఇట్, రైట్? దిస్ ఈజ్ వాట్ గురుదేవ్ మెంట్. వీ స్టాండ్ యాజ్ వన్ ఫ్యామిలీ. నో వన్ పర్సన్ విల్ గివ్ అ స్ట్రైట్ ఆన్సర్. ఎవ్రీబడి విల్ గివ్ లిటిల్ 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 టుగెదర్ ఇట్ బికమ్స్ అన్ ఆన్సర్. దట్స్ వై ఐ డోంట్ ఆస్క్ క్వశ్చన్స్ ఇన్ మై లెక్చర్. డిసప్పాయింటింగ్. హౌ డూ ఐ కీప్ మైసెల్ఫ్ హ్యాపీ? డోంట్ సెట్ మైసెల్ఫ్ ఫర్ డోంట్ కీప్ మైసెల్ఫ్ టు దట్ అపాయింట్మెంట్ ఆఫ్ ఎక్స్పెక్టింగ్ అన్ ఆన్సర్. But still, since yesterday many of you were giving the shloka after shloka after shloka reference, I thought I could take a chance. Oh, very good. Loud.
I cannot disappoint you that much.
Okay, good. That's why you see my face has become 5000 watt. Karya?
Karma minus karta is
karta. Okay. Karya plus karta equals karma. Therefore, karma minus karta. Karya still remains. This is karma yoga simplified. So what do we need to do? From the actions. So act plus actor, doer is action. An example will drill that into you. When your children were young, did you go to pick them up at school?
Yes.
So you have to go stand in that, you know, the you have to park your car in that line,
carpooling.
So you're waiting for your children to come. You're in your car. And if you have seen the kids, the way they go into the school and the way they come out of the school, there's two different expressions. When they go into the school, they're dragging themselves in. When the school is done, they're like gushing out with inspiration. So they're running out. And this one kid trips and falls. You're in your car, you're watching it happen. So you look. Not my kid. Is that your reaction? I'm imagining here, so you can help me imagine better. What do you do? So immediately jump out of your car, rush to that kid, pick that kid up, help that kid up, dust them off, check if there is any serious bruises or something. If not, give them a piece of advice. Walk carefully and get back to your car. At that moment, when you saw what was expected out of that situation, when you jumped out to act, there was no hidden agenda behind. Was there? That I'll get Bharat Ratna? What is the award similar kind here? Gallantry award or something? Some, you know, big
Did you have that in your mind? No. Did you think that you jumping out and saving somebody will record it, post it on YouTube and you'll become a sensation? Million hits over a day. Was that the... No, you just jumped out without any hidden agenda, without any expectations. You went and helped that kid. There was an act performed. You come back. And then start narrating to this story to your kids once they come in. To your friend that called. To your husband or wife that you meet. And by the time it is the fourth narration, I'm giving you too much of a leeway here. By the second narration itself, there is a lot of masala and polish and glamour added in. If I did not jump there, that kid would have rolled under some car and then... Why? There is that doer who is anticipating a pat on the shoulder. You've done amazing. Constantly that is the seeking. So what do you have to do in that? Remove that doer and the enjoyer out of the equation. Karta. So from the action, when you remove the karta, what remains? Act still remains. So what kind of activities should we do this? Every single act. Tasmat tyajet karyam aseshatah. Whether it is a small or a big action, it doesn't matter. Consciously remove. If you are sudhihi. Those who do this are called intelligent. Hint, hint. Vidya virodhat na samuchayah bhavet. And this karma, if not consciously dealt with, being an opposition force to vidya, both cannot travel hand in hand. It will become self-cancelling effort. We have seen couple of reasons yesterday also as to why it is self-cancelling. Atmana manusandhana parayanaha sadha. And those who are intended on this vidyavritti and to inculcate that atma chintana, what do they do? Nivritta sarvendriya vritti gocharaha. They start with disciplining their organs of perception and action through shama, dama, uparama, titiksha, shraddha, samadhana. What are all these? These are called the basic prerequisites for a seekerhood. Shama. Shama means control of mind. Accessibility over mind. That when I ask it to get up, it gets up without remorse. Should I? Why should I? I don't feel like doing it. Did I ask you to? Get up! And it has to get up. It is asleep. Do you think sleeping is easy? Yes, sometimes when you sit in the lecture, it becomes very, very easy. People are tossing like dosa. This side ones, that side ones, that side ones, this side. An amazing combination Bhagavan makes. If he is the tossing type, she is the knockout type. She hits the bed and done. And then there is jealousy. How can you sleep like that? You can sleep, but when you are snoring, you disturb me more. What can you do? It is your prarabdha if you cannot sleep. Amazing combination Bhagavan has. Having the control to put it to sleep. Put that mind to sleep. See, if sleeping was difficult, waking up should have been easy. Is waking up easy? Okay, if waking up is difficult, at least sleeping should have been easy. So putting it into movement, pulling it out of the movement, both are out of control. Put this mind under discipline of accessibility. That when I need, what kind of mode I need it in, it is available. When I need that mind in sattvic moment, it needs to be whipped into that sattvic movement. When I need that mind into rajasic movement, it has to come into that rajasic mode. When I need that mind to finally go into its nascent form, into the tamasic state, it should be able to withdraw. Now what to talk of teenagers? At 10:30, their day starts, PM. What are you doing? Homework. What were you doing so far? Don't ask. Stuff.
Chilling.
Doing stuff. What stuff? Don't ask. So when you have to sleep, you keep awake. When you have to be awake, you keep sleeping. When you have to put yourself into active mode of participation, then you suddenly become sattvic and philosophical. Anyway, nothing is permanent. You start working. Na karma, na karma phala. Nothing is permanent. Devil quoting the scripture. Suddenly become sattvic. Nivritta sarvendriya. Shama, nivritta, manaha. Having accessibility in both accounts to withdraw as well as to propel it into action. Shama. Dama. The organs of perception and action in absolute control. Thank you. With no distraction, mind runs away. With more sounds, it'll anywhere run away. So take time to turn your cell phones to mute condition, please. Usually, if this happens in Dallas, your cell phones are confiscated. And it is given back to you at a donation of $50. And if you don't end up giving it within a day, I have a team of volunteers who can break any code. You know, you have a set number code, right? So they break it and give it to me. I make international calls. I'm not joking. I do this. So giving you a warning. Don't push me to that end. Okay, getting back. The point is, if you cannot turn your cell phones off, can you turn your mind off? I'm just using it as an example. So, having the organs of perception and action. And Sant Jnaneshwar Maharaj says, very beautifully, he says, the best way to start that effort in controlling organs of perception action is to start with 2-in-1. Now, today everything is so technologically advanced. There were days when there was a radio and a tape recorder in the same instrument, and they used to call it 2-in-1. That was the name for it, code word for it. A transistor and a tape recorder, two in one. So similarly, within the organs of perception action, there is one particular organ which is two in one. It is at the same time both karmendriya and jnanendriya. Do you know which one? Tangue. A-R-G-U-E. How do you pronounce it? Argue. So T-O-N-G-U-E. Tangue. English is vichitra. So the tongue. So if you can control the tongue on both fronts, then you can start having accessibility to other indriyas. So how do you have the control over that tongue? They say, with regards to food, three questions to ask. What are the three questions? Ritabhuk, hitabhuk, mitabhuk. Ritabhuk, hitabhuk, mitabhuk. Ritabhuk, eat that which has been prescribed as sattvic. Who prescribed it? The scriptures. The ritabhuk, that which is prescribed, eat that. Hitabhuk, just because it is available, don't eat. Have you ever observed that you open up, or if there is an open packet of chip, can you ever stop with one? When do you end up stopping? Irrespective of the size of the packet. Either this much or this much or this much, Texan size. You start, if you are watching a game or sitting, jata rata hai. Eat that which is, you know, sattvic. Eat that which is hitakara. Hitakara, that which gels well with your system. And this is where, say, mitabhuk. Mitabhuk, eat limited quantity. So, hitabhuk. You go to Indian restaurants? Okay. I'm trying to choose the right example for you. So the first time, about 10, 11 years ago, that in Dallas, I went to an Indian restaurant and people were there. There's a buffet system, right? So this person said, Swamiji, be ready for Vishnu avatar. I said, why Vishnu avatar? So you have to take Shankh, Chakra, Gada, Padma. So, you know, all the bowls and then the two plates. I said, why two plates and why so much? You will know, come. So, just serve everything, you know. And then the fellow comes and he takes an extra order. You know, something special. So, I asked, do you normally eat this much? Now, on the top of it, fruits and desert. Baba re baba. Said, do you eat so much? So I said, no, Swamiji. This is pura paisa vasool. To squeeze every penny worth. I'm paying for it. That is called ahita bhuk. You may have heard the saying, penny wise. Huh. You to save few pennies worth, we put our health at expense and then go. And then people are amazing, I tell you. There was this gentleman, he came and said, Swamiji, this marriage season is coming. I'm scared. I said, what happened marriage season? You're already married. No, they invite and then you have to go and the food, I get acidity. And who? There was a time wherein there was, you know, the pankti bhojana, wherein everybody would sit and you will be served. Who in today's world is serving you? इट इज ऑल थ्रोन आउट देयर, जिसको जो चाहिए जाओ खाओ, राइट? बफे सिस्टम. सो इफ इट इज बफे सिस्टम एंड यू आर पुटिंग थिंग्स इन टू योर ओन प्लेट, डोंट यू नो वॉट विल गिव यू एसिडिटी? स्टॉप बिफोर यू टेक. मितभुक, हितभुक, मितभुक, ऋतभुक. And again another, when do we know that we have to stop? Do you know the, how do you know it is 3/4 full? ये कोई transparent sheet तो है नहीं. Okay, now I am done. Body has a system. If you are conscious and you are awareful, the first dakar, not omkar, dakar, first burp, stop. No, we just warmed up. I just finished appetizers. अभी तो दबा के खाना है. The body gives a signal saying that is 3/4 full. Stop. No, actually you have to stop at half, not even 3/4. Half full. Then 1/4 is for water. And then the rest of it, air for it too. You know everything. Do you have good blender at home? Do you make dosas at home? So when you make the batter for the dosa, do you put the urad dal all the way to the top? Try. Try once. What will happen?
It's over.
Ah, thank you. What happened? 2 minutes silence. It died. A poor system, the natural grinder, have some kind of, it's your zone. Not even somebody else, it's your own. Be conscious. Hitabhuk, mitabhuk, ritabhuk. That is the organ of perception. Now, organ of action, what does it do? Speak. How do we gain control over that? Simple 5-question analysis. When to speak, when not to speak, how to speak, how much to speak. Are you getting the sequence? What is the first one? Second one? Third one? Fourth one? And the last one, when to withdraw. It's not always necessary that just because you have a mouth, you have to respond or you have to speak. Keeping quiet is also fine enough an answer. I have to say, how can I keep quiet? In Hindi, we call it ABMM. आ बैल मुझे मार. इट्स लाइक इनवाइटिंग ट्रबल. यू नो द बुल गेट्स एजिटेटेड विथ सर्टन कलर. यू गो शो दैट कलर, टिकल इट एंड देन से व्हाई इज इट चेजिंग मी नाउ. यू इनवाइटेड इट, झेलो. सो व्हाट इज द 5-question प्रिंसिपल? व्हेन टू स्पीक, व्हेन नॉट टू स्पीक, how to speak, how much to speak, and then when to withdraw. Shut up for oneself. This has to be said by the mind to the speech. Bus. See, I had to observe myself. And when I started speaking, it became like a habit, a professional, kya kehte hain wo, flaw. that whether it was required of me to speak in any environment or not, I started blabbering. I observed it. I said, okay. I made a vow for myself. Do not speak unless there is a mic in front of you. If there is no mic, no speak. You protect yourself. You don't need to expend yourself on sitting. But it is an itch to speak. You have to control that. And these five questions put a beautiful control over that speech. Gain a mastery over this. The rest of the organs can be controlled one by one. Adi Shankaracharya ji in Vivek Chudamani puts it across very beautifully. He says, Patanga Meenavat. Bhrungadi Meenavat. There are five different creatures he mentions. Each one of them dies because it does not have control over one organ of perception or action. Meena. It is a glutton. Fish. Any fish tanks that you own? Many Indian parents give their children, when they ask for pets, take a fish tank. Easy maintenance. So you put, and somebody else comes and feeds, again it will eat. And because of this gluttony of it, it catches onto the bait and dies. Kuranga. Kuranga, the deer. Deer in headlight. Or deer also is caught, and that is if it is dead. Deer is caught by playing good soothing music. It hears to that music and stops. It dies. Then the elephant in the mating season, it itches for the touch of the female skin. And they tie that female one to the tree, dig a big trench hole, and they have sharp bamboos. And poor thing runs in. Otherwise, it is very careful. It can assess that if there is something, some kind of a trap, it can assess from distance. But it is so overpowered with that intensity to feel that touch. It jumps. Done. The firefly. It is attracted to the form. So there is that fire. The others are going, I will also go. Done. And what to talk of human being? They do not have control over one each. We? None each. What will happen to us? So, Nivritta Sarvendriya Vritti Gocharaha. Start working on them and start training the disciplining process. So that when I sit on the seat of contemplation, none of these unprepared become a distraction. Prepare it thoroughly. Spend enough judicial time in this preparation so that you don't need to come back for this preparation. You know, back in India, when I was in Vijayawada ashram, we had some carpenter work. And we had, I had this amazing carpenter. And on time he would come. He would say, 9 to 5 I'll work. And that amazing job that he would do. But he was a little slow. He would take his own time. 9 o'clock sharp he'll come. He'll take out his tools. And then start sharpening them. First thing in the morning. So I observed first 2-3 days. And then I asked him, can't you do this, you know, at home? So you can come and start the work right away. He said, that I did on first day. I came with sharp tools. After that, these tools got blunt because of working for you. And they shall be sharpened only on your time, not on my time. Clarity, I loved that. And And whether he would use the tool or not, he would spread the entire toolkit, sharpen and tighten every one of them to keep it ready. This is when I start working, it is not that time that I start looking out for the instrument and start sharpening it. Everything should be in its prime condition before I use it. What a discipline. Though he was just a carpenter, out of his profession there is so much to learn. And how are we? We jump into action, then start thinking. And we make it a lifestyle. Ajao, then we'll think. Huh? You know, there was one person, something happened in their family. They were supposed to bring Bhiksha and they could not. I said, Swamiji, we cannot. Can we go out for lunch? You know, I said, chalo. So I got into the car and he took it onto the highway. And then he turns to me and asks, kaha chalna hai? Bewakoof. When should you ask that question? Before we start the journey, not after having taken a certain direction. So spend judicial time in preparing all this and gaining mastery over it. And what is the mastery that we are talking? We are not talking about throttling the organs of perception action. It is not to that extreme that I am talking. To a point wherein it is accessible, usable, and I know when exactly to withdraw and it listens to me when I have to withdraw. It meaning who? My own mind and organs of perception and action. When you want to turn your car right, does it turn right? Yes. You answer me, Baba. What will happen if it doesn't turn right? Nazar hati, durghatna ghati. How do you translate it? You lose focus and it becomes the cause for your accidents. And when you're tested to give your, to get your license, what are you tested for? Do you have that control? Do they have that parallel parking here? Yes. Many of us fail there. Why? You have to turn which direction first, which direction later, and then after having all that commotion, it has to be 1 foot away from the curb. Not too close, not too far. Just right. I should see people in a frenetically practicing before they go for the good practice. If somebody says my son or daughter is a very good driver on the parking lot, I wouldn't want to get into that car. Similarly, when somebody says, you know, Swamiji, this is the first time I'm making it only for you. As soon as I hear that, I say, upvas aaya aaj mera. I better not eat anything, I can go through that. Do you think Swami is a free bakra or what? A guinea pig? You cannot try that. You have to get that mastery first. To gain that mastery. Continuing. Yavat sharīrādiṣu māyayātmadhīhi.
Yavat sharīrādiṣu māyayātmadhīhi.
Tāvat vidheyo vidhivāda karmanām. Neti iti vakyai rakhilam nishidhyatat. Rakhilam nishidhyatat. Jnatva paratmanam athatyajet kriyaha.
परात्मानमथ त्यजेत् क्रियाः। यावत् शरीरादिषु मायया आत्मधीः तावत् विधेयो विधिवादकर्मणाम्। हाउ लॉन्ग शुड वन परफॉर्म द फील्ड ऑफ एक्शंस विथ द एटीट्यूड ऑफ कर्मयोग? As long as we have or we live as this body and body identification, that long. I may ask something very trivial. Be ready to answer. Yes? What car do you ride?
Toyota.
Which year?
2010.
And what model?
It is Prius.
Not Shreyas.
No.
Toyota Prius 2010. So next question, when I ask, be ready with the make, model, year. You ready? Yes, no?
Yes.
Not that you have a choice. Make, model, year.
RAV4 2010.
Honda Accord 2006. Sedan or a coupe? Okay. I had a vague doubt that it could be a coupe.
Acura MDX 2013.
Yes, sir.
Lexus ES350 2007.
One more. Aap bataiye. Toyota Sienna 2008. When you go into a gathering, a new gathering, do you ever introduce yourself? Nissan Maxima 2003. Oh, glad to meet you. MDX 2013. Do you ever introduce yourself with respect to a car that you drive? Why?
It's separate.
It is separate. It is not you. You use it for your utility. And you have a distinct clarity that the one using it, the one being used are two different. Unless it's different if you are driving a Ferrari or a Lamborghini and somebody asks you, who are you? I say, you see that? That's a totally different case study. Otherwise, in a normal sense, you never introduce yourself with respect to a car. Because your identity is not through that car. And any identity through a car is bekar. You know that. You use it as a vehicle. You use it as a transport mode, as an instrument. Do you remember your first new car? When you had the first new car, every week or 15 days once, vacuuming inside, polishing outside, cleaning it up. The painful moment of the first scratch on the body. Ouch! And then you pull heaven and hell together to make sure that it is repaired.
all such people who have such pain should be sent to Bombay. Show me one vehicle in Bombay which does not have a scratch or a dent. It's very normal to have a scratch and a dent. So after that first initial infatuation, then comes the time wherein when people come to pick me up, they say, Swamiji, apologize. Don't look down. Car is in a working condition, don't look down. Because when you look down, you will find the Nutella marks and the Cheerios and then this and that, everything there. There is an ecological system running there. After a while, what do you bother about? Is it in working condition? Does it brakes work? The engine is in it good condition? The glamorization of it is not the criteria. Right? Similarly, when the attitude with this body becomes that it is a vehicle to be used. Again, don't abuse the vehicle in neglecting it. Whenever required, you have to do the oiling and maintenance required. It has to be done. So, morning, afternoon, evening, fill it up. Madhye madhye, coffee, chai, samarpayami. That also okay. Along with that, little exercise, samarpayami. Keeping it in good condition. That's about it. Beyond which, it is not necessary. It is not necessary to maintain that. That, as long as we are identified with the body, live as a body, this karma yoga has to be performed meticulously. Having thus performed, who have grown beyond the bodily identification, they are qualified for Atma Chintana, to do Dhyana on Atma Tattva. I am not making it up. I am just reading out what Bhagavan Ramchandra Ji has said. Because it has become a fad. And what is the buzzword in the spiritual market? Different kinds of meditation. And the most hilarious, I still laugh at it, I still have it at my ashram. The day I got sannyas about 3 years ago. 3 years? 3 years ago. When I got sannyas, I came back and I got a gift pack. A big basket. And the thought is well appreciated. But what was gathered in there, whenever I feel little low, I just have to open that basket, sit in front of it, laugh like a madman. It is a meditative gift bag. Meditative organic asana. The asana which is organic asana. What guarantee? Because it label says so. Organic asana. Meditative agarbatti. Incense sticks. Meditative CD, music. So far everything was fine. What really tickles me to no end is meditative soap. I'm really scared using it. I get into the shower, start using it, suddenly start levitating. What happened? Meditative soap. And they're ready to market it and the fools are ready to buy it. Why? It just says meditative. Are we really qualified for that? Because it seems to be the easiest one. Close your eyes. To be able to sit there closing the eyes without any distractions inside or outside, there's a lot of preparation to be done. And what is the precursor? What is the qualifying note to observe? What is my attitude towards my own body? Do I see it as an instrument that I use, or do I see it as a boss to whom I am enslaved to? The true prison is right here. That bodily identification which I cannot see, I cannot taste, I cannot smell, I cannot touch, I cannot feel. But I am entrapped in it. So, yavat shariradishu maya yatmadhihi tavat vidheyaha vidivada karmanam. All that which is prescribed, karma yoga, bhakti yoga, upasana, all this has to be performed. Until when? Until that bodily identification is discarded. Then, neti neti iti vakyaihi akhilam nishidhya tat. Neti neti vakyaihi. Na iti vakyaihi. Then sit down on the seat of contemplation. Contemplate rigorously to identify every aspect of human personality, whether that is my true nature or not. It is called the Atma Anatma Viveka Vichara. Tato Vicharaha Kartavyaha. Do that constant contemplation. With such distinct clarity that it is not shaken up with simple trivial experiences that the life can toss us around with. That I can immediately withdraw and see, okay, this is at this level, this is happening. And I don't need to react, I just need to respond. Once I have gained this freedom within, do you think that the outside world can disturb? Do you think that anybody out there can be the cause of disturbance within? Why are you all sitting here in this space? It's not a trick question. Don't look at me like that. You may have the intention to listen to the lecture, but the goodness of this owners who have the space, who own this space, they opened those doors for us. If the doors were not open, would we be here? Having allowed us inside, now if they are having a second thought, kyun diya inko? Too late. You already opened the doors and we are already inside. Similarly, what can disturb us from within? Only that which we have allowed inside. That which you have not allowed inside can never disturb you. If you get cut by an SUV or a pickup, do you get irritated? Yes. Rightfully so. Okay. How long does that irritation last? Out of sight, out of mind. It doesn't last long. Because it is not something which is an inherent, it does not become an inherent part of the system. And it cannot agitate me. It cannot sustain the agitation for long. But who can create agitation in our heart? All those that we call loved ones, near ones, dear ones, these are the ones where we have vulnerability of irritation. One thing that you have to assess, do I care? Then can I ignore this? Do I not care? I don't need to. I can just get over it. It's a give and take. Because that which is close, that which has gotten in, alone can create the vulnerability of agitation. That which is not in, that which is not a part of the system, cannot agitate me. Once I was explaining this to an 8th grade class, and the parents got a shock of their life. They came back and said, "I don't know, what are you teaching our kids?" So what happened? I said, that they're becoming the source of worry for us. And this is what we told my son. And he says, Swamiji says that whatever I had said, his interpretation to his parents was, "I am glad, Mom, that I am the source of worry for you. Because you get worried only for that which you care. So continue." Vedanta in its top-notch application. Continue agitated, because only that you can care, you can get agitated about those you can care. This is what Swamiji said. So how do I handle that fellow now? So here it said, until we do the vichara as to what is my true nature, what is the nature of the mind, intellect, memory, what is the nature of waking world, dream world, deep sleep, what is the nature of the panchakosha, annamaya, pranamaya, manomaya, vijnanamaya, anandamaya. Tato vicharaha kartavya. Constant contemplation to be done. How constant? As constant is the need for food. That constant abhyasa of nididhyasana has to be done. Therefore, Gurudev designed the system of having, you know, study groups, Devi groups, groups for Yuva Kendra, so that this constant nididhyasana can be encouraged. Nishidhyat tata gnyatva paramatmanam atha tyajet kriyaha. All other actions, because all actions are performed only for sustaining this body identification. Once that is done, once that identification is gone, then you can focus on the Atma Vichara. Then that contemplation takes us to the next step of completely dwelling into the Vichara of Tat Tvam Asi, as to the essential nature of that core within. And Bhagwan here uses himself, you know, Bhagwan himself says, Atah Shruti Pramanat. Who is speaking? Bhagwan Ramchandra ji is speaking. And to substantiate his own statement, what does he say? That my statement is substantiated in the Shruti as well, in the scriptures as well. And he quotes that appropriate scriptural reference. To dwell deep into this one concept, na karmana. Why karma cannot give happiness? That is the vichara. Once that disidentification happens, you sit restful on the seat of meditation, you can dive deep into meditation. Otherwise, you sit and you don't know what happens. sometimes you start enjoying meditation. Why? That day you slept well. So we'll continue this tomorrow. Om Purnamadaha Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnameva Vasishyate. Om Shanti Shanti Shanti. Shri Gurubhyo Namah. Hari. Mm-hmm.